Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's another Earth Day tip from Al Dukes. Remember, when you change batteries in electronic devices, the old batteries are supposed to be recycled. So please remember to take them to your local recycling center. If you have no idea where that is, just throw the batteries out in the regular garbage. They're so small you'll never get caught. Plus, that's what everybody else does. Do you really think people recycle AA batteries? Plus, how much space do you think batteries are really taking up in our landfills?
Celebrate Earth Day.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo, along with Jerry Recco.
You look
on the fan.
You absolutely look confused right now.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought there was a commercial.
Well, today is Earth Day.
No, I know, I understand that, but I caught that in the middle. I'm like, what is Al doing commercials for recycling services?
No.
And because it's Earth Day, I'm recycling the same tips I've been doing for 12 years.
And they still work. I think you've pulled a couple.
Yeah, every year sensitivities get a little more.
You're going to be down to like one clip per topic soon.
So Boomer's out today with the stomach flu. This stomach flu apparently is a huge deal.
Bad strain.
Yeah. My daughter, who's with my wife in Pittsburgh, they're driving back. She's 14 months old, has the stomach flu. So now they're driving in a car all the way back from Pittsburgh to New York.
So you'll be out Thursday.
Well, that's exactly what Chernoff said to me when I told him the story. He goes, all right, I'll plan for you to be out Thursday or Friday. And I laughed. He said, no, I'm serious.
He's probably right, though.
Yeah, I know. So this, but I told my wife yesterday, I said, listen, you're going to get this stomach virus.
Yeah.
You're cleaning up the stuff. You're holding her. You're taking care of her. You are the nurturer. And because of that, you're going to get these germs. There's just no two ways about it.
Right.
And I said, I just hope it doesn't happen on this drive home. Because if you're driving from Pittsburgh all the way back to where we live on Long Island and this thing hits you, that's going to be the worst day of your life.
Although, you know what? If your daughter was sick yesterday, by the amount of time they've been holding her,
yes,
you're right. They could wake up with it.
Well, no, they're up now and okay. But I'm thinking
it could hit them somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah. Carlisle, PA. Oh. It's like, boop.
Don't do that. All of a sudden,
like things are going well. And
have you ever had it where, whether you're driving or not driving, where you're just sitting there, you feel fine, and all of a sudden you feel like your stomach is a science experiment?
Oh, all the
like
time,
stuff's
man.
Rattling around in there, and you're like, what is happening?
It's the pits. It is the absolute pits.
Ugh.
I mean, I can't stand when I get congested and I have a tough time breathing. I hate that.
The worst.
That is really, really bad, and I start like panic. Because I'm thinking, what if I'm never get uncongested? Like, I go into this, panic attack. But still stomach stuff?
Well,
you can't go anywhere.
And here's the thing with this one. This is not from drinking or anything. Like, how many of us have had those nights where you've had way too much to drink, and at 3 a.m. you're sitting there saying, if there's a God, I'm begging you.
Right.
Get me through this night. No more tequila for the rest of my life until you feel fine,
right.
Of course, a week
and you
later.
Do it again. Yeah.
But this is different because you didn't really do anything to deserve it.
Yep, exactly.
Not fair.
Yeah, and you're totally sober, totally aware, and you are having a miserable experience. All right, Boomer out with that stomach flu. Jerry doing double duty. It's funny, a visual for us, because he moves from seat to seat. He goes from host seat over to anchor chair to deliver this update. What's happening, Jerry?
And this might be a mess, but we'll do the best we can. We're brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Test drive an Audi Q5 Quattro SUV now with exclusive offers at Audi Freehold. So the Yankees were up 5-0 yesterday, as we know. We discussed this, and the next thing you know, they were down 6-5, and this would have been just a brutal loss, especially coming on the heels of the news with Aaron Judge. I can help myself. And then Austin Romine would get this game even.
There's the 2-1. Hit on the ground, base hit, left field, past the dive of Owings. Romine comes through. It's a ribby base hit. Hockman scores, and the Yankees have tied the game at six.
So you had new life in the eighth inning. You get through the ninth. You go to the tenth. The Yankees have second and third, one out. We discussed this already. For some reason, Kansas City decides to pitch to Romine again with a base open. Could have loaded the bases and set up a double play to try and get out of the inning. Instead, Romine takes him deep.
Kennedy deals. Breaking ball hit in the air to deep right center. Heck will win the game. It's over Hamilton's head. Scoring is Tuchman. He hits home plate. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
There you go, John Sterling.
Pickled ginger.
With pickled ginger on the fan, they win 7-6 in 10. They move to 11-10. On the season, some post-game sound. Now, we know the Yankees are all beat up. It has been a mash unit, really, from the start. Here is Romine, who says Yankees can't try to really make up for the losses. They just got to go out and play.
Look, we got guys stepping up. We got guys doing their jobs. We're not asking any more from them. We've talked to them in meetings, everybody. We've all talked about it. It's not about putting anybody on your shoulders.
It's about going out and doing your job. Here's the manager, Aaron Boone, who was thankful for Romine getting it done.
He really controlled that at bat, that last at bat, too, and it was probably getting a little bit difficult with the shadows there. Lay off that first pitch, get a pitch he can handle.
Also got from James Paxton, though he doesn't factor in the decision. You got 12 more strikeouts from him.
Another big-time effort by him in a great way to finish off this homestand.
Come back full circle now to Romine in terms of Paxton and the way that those two kind of managed the game.
I used a lot of off-speed stuff today, throwing that for strikes. Romine was great back there, mixing the pitches, calling in and out.
Yep, in and out, up and down, all good. Yankees, in the end, do get the win. Because it could have been a poor split against a bad team. In terms of Aaron Judge, we have no idea how much time he's going to miss with the oblique injury. Here was his reaction.
Yeah, it's tough. And that was one of my goals. I didn't want to, get back on the DL or anything. And especially tough times like this when a lot of guys are beat up.
But a lot of coach speak from Judge, too. As he says, the injury really does open up the door for others. Next man up, right?
Me out for, however long. It's going to me and other guys going to, get a chance to get some playing time and get a chance to show what they got and step up and produce for us up here at the highest level.
And so the Yankees now off to the West Coast where they play the Angels starting late tonight. Coverage on the fan at 9:25. Pitching matchup is Jay Happ against Matt Harvey.
Who's been terrible.
Who has not been good.
Yeah.
His first start was okay.
Yeah.
After that, not good.
Remember the stretch last year when after the trade and Boomer was going through all the Matt Harvey starts because he was pretty good there for a while? It's almost like
he had a stretch of, I would say, 4 or 5 decent starts, yes.
Yeah, where we'd say, man, look, this is... Harvey's going to get it together.
Oh,
he's
going
to figure it out.
Sure.
Well, not so much.
No, not so much at all. Meantime, the Mets were in St. Louis, a yo-yo type of weekend with the news of Jacob deGrom, with the elbow, with the strep throat. He's not good. Now he's okay. He's coming back. He's not. Who knows? Here were the Mets, though. Noah Syndergaard making the start for New York. They get a home run from Pete Alonso earlier, who I guess wasn't in the lineup to start.
Yeah, well, because he got hit the day before.
Right.
He desperately wanted to get into the lineup. He stalked Mickey Callaway in the hotel lobby to say, am I in the lineup today?
And Gary Cohen's telling the story as he hits the ball 450 yep. feet for the home run. So they get the early 1-0 lead. And again, Amed Rosario certainly hurt the Mets with an error in the second inning. But Noah Syndergaard couldn't make the pitches to get out of a jam.
The pitch, breaking ball, hit hard on the ground up the middle, past the diving Rosario. Base hit into left center. That'll score two. Molina has scored. Wong has scored. Stopping at second is Dakota Hudson. And on at first with a 2-run single is Paul Goldschmidt. And the Cardinals have taken a 3-1 lead.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose on WCBS 880. Exactly right. Yeah, not good. The Mets wind up losing to the Cardinals 6-4. Their offense, 4 solo home runs. That was it. Here's Mickey Callaway on Syndergaard and his rotation.
He'll continue to work like he always does. He knows he needs to get better. We need to get better as a pitching staff. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, is he concerned, though, with the way he's pitched, or maybe physically? Is something wrong?
He's fine. He went up there and hit a homer, tried to get us back in it. He didn't want to come out of the game. He got mad at me when I took him out, which is great.
93 pitches in 5 innings, and he wasn't good. And he did hit a home run that was aided by the outfielder, kind of pushed it over the wall, but it was a home run. Thor. Syndergaard, very honest with the way he's done.
My performances have been unacceptable. I have to be better. I will be better. There's no excuses for it.
Well, that's good to hear, as opposed to some of the other stuff. Like, oh, I thought it was pretty good. You know, a couple pitches here. My slider was working for me. It just didn't work out. I mean, at least he was a little bit more honest this time around about being hittable. I mean,
he's hittable.
I mean, a guy like that who throws as hard as he does, is as big as he is, it's just like he's just so damn hittable.
You know what's so interesting about that, though? We talk, and for years now, we've talked about DeGrom and Syndergaard and these guys, high 90s. How many guys throw high 90s now in baseball?
Yeah. No, I know.
Like, I don't know. Maybe because they're here, but why is it so special anymore?
It's not. I just also think that it's the intimidating presence of Noah Syndergaard when you see him, how tall he is on the mound, how big the
hair. It's not intimidating anybody.
Yeah, it's not. And that's what's so alarming is it's consistent, hittable, average pitching from a guy who we've been waiting now for a long time to turn into the dominant pitcher that he just might not ever become.
Now, we mentioned Rosario with another error. Here was Callaway on that.
Obviously, he's made some errors this week, but I'm not concerned. He works hard. He'll clean that up. He'll get going.
He better. And then you had Robbie Cano hit by a pitch, ruled a swing. Here was Cano. He got himself, Callaway rather, did get himself ejected.
Sitting there trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to do the rest of the game, who's going to pinch run for Robbie, and, you know, they mosey on down and say that he swung.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a bad call.
It's a terrible call. And the fact that you can't. So what he's talking about is he's trying to figure out if Robbie Cano's okay, and if he's not, how he's going to handle things. And then there's a 30-second window that expires to challenge something like this, and then Mickey Callaway isn't allowed to challenge it. So not only do you get screwed by a bad call, but then you also get screwed by a bad rule in the sense that when a guy's hurt and you're trying to figure out what's going on, obviously the challenge isn't the first thing in your mind to get that done within 30 seconds. I don't even know if Mickey Callaway knew what the call was.
Probably not.
He was thinking about everything else.
I mean, I was confused watching it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a bad call, bad rule, and Mickey Callaway lost his mind. It was really good to see from him.
I agree. I totally agree. Elsewhere in baseball, so the Mets are right back at it against the Phillies later tonight. Perhaps Steven Matz could record an out.
Be nice.
That would be good.
Right.
They take on the Phillies. He makes the start tonight at Citi Field. The Braves beat the Indians 11-5. Couple of home runs for Josh Donaldson. The Angels knocked off the Mariners 8-6. The Rockies topped the Phillies 4-1. We mentioned Colorado winning 3 of 4. The oddest stat I thought of the weekend happened yesterday. So the Rangers beat the Astros 11-10. Joey Gallo is a home run hitter, and he's a strikeout waiting to happen, and there's not much in between usually. He didn't hit a home run yesterday, and he drives in 5 runs. I think he tripled. He had a sac fly. Now, why is that so crazy for a guy who hits a lot of fly balls? In 1,400 career at-bats, that's his first sacrifice fly.
Wow.
It's like 1,300 and whatever the actual number is. Bizarre, though.
Seems impossible.
Agreed. That was his first one yesterday. Cubs over the Diamondbacks 2-1. David Bodie, the game-winning RBI single that had to hop a flight because his wife was in labor. And Christian Yelich had himself a weekend, hitting home run after home run after home run. Well, yesterday he was in position to hit another one until Cody Bellinger decided, no, sir.
As Yelich, it's a high fly ball deep to right center. Going back on it is Bellinger at the wall. He leaps, and he makes the catch! What a play by Bellinger as he reached up over the top of the wall and yanked one back from Yelich.
Yes, he did. And so the Dodgers wind up winning the game 6-5. Bellinger, I believe, hit another home run in that game. So a very interesting weekend with those two clubs. Been a fun series to keep an eye on. The Red Sox beat the Rays in 11-4-3. Nationals shut out the Marlins 5-0 as Steven Strasburg threw 8 innings of 2-hit ball with 11 strikeouts. All right, you have something to say real quick?
No. I don't.
Okay,
I'm just going to let you hang there.
All right, so let's do some NBA. That's actually funny. Blazers and Thunder and Portland got themselves a big afternoon from their top two players.
DJ slows around a canter, big dribbles right. Tight curl, had it poked away by Shooter, gets it back. Double clutches, plays to Lillard. Dame out front, 10 to shoot. Shooter a hand in the face. Dame crossing over. Now comes left. Fades away. Double clutches and hit the shot from the left elbow over Schroeder, who's not tapping his wrist now, is he?
No, he's not. That was Blazers radio with the call. Portland wind up winning the game over the Thunder 111-98 as they take a 3-1 series lead. Damian Lillard, 15 of his 27 in the third. CJ McCollum at 27 points. So they're now in a commanding position to move forward. Russell Westbrook, I didn't get to hear him, but I did see some snippets. He looked miserable.
Yeah. I love Russell Westbrook. He's the MVP.
Not this year. Not this year.
He's not even the best player on his own team this year.
So Portland a 3-1 series lead. Raptors go up 3-1 in the Magic, winning 107-85. Kawhi Leonard had 34, and it certainly wasn't easy, but Golden State did get it done with a win over the Clippers.
Guarded by Williams, crossover. Pass, his pass deflected, batted by Draymond, grabbed by Curry, up top KD, above the break three. Three more for Durant. He's got 31, and a timeout for the Clippers. The Warriors lead by 11 with 1:53 to go.
That, Tim, is your shot of the game.
That's Tim Roy, and
that definitely was followed by a sponsor, by
June
the way.
Barnett, I believe, probably.
That was your shot of the game.
Brought to you by.
Yeah, it just smelled like a really ill-placed sponsor read.
So Golden State wins 113-105. There was one three-pointer, I don't know if you caught this or not, that Durant gets fouled on. He had to have been 5 or 6 feet beyond the three-point line, falls down, puts it in perfectly. He had himself a pretty big game. And so Klay Thompson had 32, Durant with 33, and the Warriors go up 3-1 there. Celtics beat the Pacers 110-106. Boston does complete the 3-game sweep. For the Nets, they had a poor Saturday, if you will, because they really played well for about 44 minutes of the 48, and then they imploded down the stretch, and they lost the game Saturday. They find themselves down 3-1. There was some poor officiating in this game as well, and the NBA has fined GM Sean Marks, and they suspended him for Game 5 because he went to the officials' room to complain and yell. I don't blame him after the Game 4 loss. That having been said, Joel Embiid's having fun, so he had a very hard foul on Jared Allen going to the basket where he swiped across his chest, but he got all ball. It didn't look great. Jared Dudley, who was fired up, came flying over, and then he got into it with, Jimmy Butler.
Sure.
So there was all that going on. After the game on TNT, here was Embiid, who was asked what he thought of Dudley's actions.
First of all, he's a nobody.
He says, he says it's okay for Dudley to get tossed.
My teammates need me more than they need him.
My teammates need me more than they need him, because he's a nobody.
I mean, is he wrong? I don't think he's wrong.
He's not wrong. No, he's not wrong. But it's still kind of funny to hear.
Yeah.
You'll have Game 5 tomorrow night in Philly, and the Sixers can wrap this thing up. Very disappointing with the way this thing has gone, because, again, the Nets have had chances to win a couple of games here, and they haven't been able to do so. NHL, the Sharks beat the Golden Knights in double overtime 2-1. Thomas Hurdle, the game-winning goal, series tied 3-3. Bruins doubled the Maple Leafs 4-2. Brad Marchand, 2 goals, series tied 3-3. Tonight, Game 6, Capitals Hurricanes. And you see TJ Oshie.
He's out.
Fractured collarbone.
Yeah.
Done for the rest
That's
of the
terrible.
Playoffs. Yeah, it's awful. Washington leads 3-2 there. The Islanders get the winner of that series. And the Predators visit the Stars. Dallas, the 3-2 series lead there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.